Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Hayden Hader podcast. And today I'm talking about the art of elimination. I've had a powerful day so far. Operated my businesses from my office before I went to do a full body weights workout. I also felt inspired to run for an hour, something that I really love. And I've had a great day so far, placed some orders for the business as well. One of my businesses is a restaurant, in case you're wondering. So, you know, the things that I talk about on this podcast are drawn from my real life wins, my real life experiences, and I'd like to share some of the pearls, gems, and wisdom with you here on this podcast. Haven't really promoted this podcast much. I'm just practicing getting into the flow of recording consistently. So to everyone who's listening, thank you and I appreciate you. So bear with me while I discuss this. You know, I won't ever mention something without a purpose or a reason. So in the WWE, there's an incredible match every January, a pay-per-view called the Royal Rumble. And in the Royal Rumble, there's a men's version and there's a women's version. In each of those matchups, there's 30 superstars. Two entrants begin. And every 2 minutes, a new superstar heads into the ring and is added into this match. In order to win the match, you have to outlast every other superstar, and elimination occurs by throwing the opponent over the top rope. So once all 29 superstars have been eliminated, one superstar remains. And it's a very symbolic match because it creates the number one contender who then goes on to WrestleMania in April later that year to compete for the World Championship title. It's an incredible match, and I've got such fond memories of watching events like that with my grandfather, who recently passed away, which has brought back a lot of memories, and I've been able to reminisce about those good times we shared together. So, the Royal Rumble is symbolic for me because I truly believe that in order to be victorious, just like in the Royal Rumble, we need to eliminate not opponents, but bad habits, addictions, bad friendships that don't serve us, toxic relationships, bad diets. We need to eliminate anything that doesn't serve us. We need to eliminate procrastination. The art of elimination is a beautiful concept because in order for us to truly discover ourselves and our real purest form of identity and being victorious in a personal development journey and endeavor, we have to learn to eliminate anything that doesn't serve us, bad habits, toxic friendships and relationships, procrastination, eating disorders, traits of our personality that we're not happy with, any issues or traumas from our past that still affect us today. The art of elimination can purify us and help us become our ultimate best self. So you see, when I describe the concept of the Royal Rumble, we can apply it to our own lives, because in that match, they eliminate 29 others to stand victorious. But the art of elimination in our personal development greatness journey, we can eliminate all the things that don't serve us in order to be victorious on our own path. I hope you appreciate this episode. I hope it has served you well. And this is something that I'm practicing every day, bettering myself by eliminating the habits, traits of my personality, anything that doesn't serve me. I hope this podcast can help you today and provide clarity and some guidance in your life. Until next time, peace and love.